We continue reading the Gospel, or rather the book of Genesis, chapter 45, after Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to thy brothers, this do ye, pack your beasts and go, come into the land of Canaan, and take your father and your houses and come to me. And I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. And now commanded, this do ye, take ye out of the land of Egypt carts for your infants and for your women, and bring your father, and come. And let not your eye be sparing upon your vessels, for the good of all the land of Egypt, it is for you." And the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them carts, according to the mouth of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. And to all of them he gave to each changes of garments. And to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses carrying the good of Egypt, and 10 she-asses carrying grain and bread and food for his father for the way. And he sent his brothers, and they went, and he said to them, "Contend not in the way." And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan to Jacob, their father. And they told him, saying, "Joseph is yet alive, and he is ruler in all the land of Egypt." And his heart failed because he believed them not. And they spoke to him all the words of Joseph, which he spoke to them. And he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him. And the spirit of Jacob, their father, lived. And Israel said, "It is much. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die." And we read from the Heavenly Doctrine, the Arcana Celestia, number 5975. "I will go and see him before I die." That this signifies a longing for conjunction previous to what is new is evident from the signification of going and seeing as being to be conjoined. The reason why to see denotes to be conjoined is that in the spiritual world, interior sight conjoins. For interior sight is thought, and in a society there, when many act as one, what one thinks, the other also thinks. And so thought conjoins. And likewise, when anyone thinks of another, he is presented to view. In this way also thought conjoins. Hence it is that by going and seeing is signified conjunction. That a longing for conjunction is signified follows from the joy spoken of just above. Amen. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.